What's something you did once and you immediately said, I will never do this again? There are lots of examples. Maitland, do you have one?
I can't say mine.
You can't say yours.
Mm-mm.
That only makes me want to ask more questions.
Can you say it on 17?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean anal?
Yep. No, it's not that.
I'm
no
like,
one's going
that,
anywhere near my butt.
If that was how easy it was for you to break down the I'm not saying it right now.
No, it's political.
You need
so.
To, gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. I was going to say, mine's a really simple one, but it was the first thing I thought of. Going up on the roof of my old house. Like, my current house is a ranch where the pitch is like one, so it's not scary to be on.
Mm-hmm.
But my old roof doesn't look that steep from the ground, but I go, I'm going to hang some Christmas lights up there. And as soon as I got off the ladder, I felt like the entire time I was going to slip off the roof, and I was terrified the whole time. I go, I am never getting on this roof ever again.
I did that same thing. Said same thing. Like, it doesn't look that steep. Oh, it's very steep.
I'm like, this is like, I think it's a 60-degree angle.
Yeah. This text from Howie in Illinois. Never again. My wife and I went to Hattie B's in Nashville. Famous as it touts having some of the hottest Nashville hot chicken. I ordered the hottest, called Shut the Cluck Up.
Okay.
And I thought I'd be funny and just go all in immediately.
Yeah.
The manager walked by and said, oh, you made a big mistake. And then looked at my wife and said, good luck. It was hot, but it didn't seem that bad. Later that night, we were in a movie theater when I excused myself and proceeded to melt the ceramic toilet with my butt.
Oh,
I had chills for hours. It is phenomenal at Hattie B's, but Shut the Cluck Up heat, never again.
Okay. That's a bad idea. No joke.
That's probably, I bet you that's one, like trying something really hot or whatever the first time.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
I tried smoking once, never again.
Like, anything?
Cigarettes.
Oh.
Marlboro Reds.
Oh,
you went right for the Reds, huh?
Yeah, the old cowboy killers.
Dove right in.
Yeah, I was trying to impress a girl that was in the process of breaking up with me, and she smoked. I was like, this will win her back.
Mm-hmm.
I walked up to her house, and I have a vivid memory of her looking out the window as I'm walking up the driveway and just saying, are you smoking? And just laughing at me. And I was like, yeah, I've been smoking for years. Yes. So smooth.
Yeah, smooth.
This text
flavor country.
From the 407. The one thing I tried once but never again was a tampon in my bunghole.
Oh,
must have been around 12 or 13 mm-hmm. years ago, and the girlfriend and I were just fooling around. I had helped her take one out, and then I was sitting there thinking, wonder what that feels like. So I got a new one, shoved it in there. It went in real easy. Like Kelly says, the butt's a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
But those things are super absorbent. He says, informing half the population about something the other half already knows. My girlfriend tried to pull it out, but we got worried. We went to the hospital, and I thought they were going to break the string they were pulling so hard.
Oh, jeez.
I hope it holds. Oh, it didn't.
It's
always in your lungs.
So baffling to me how long that goes on for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before it finally gets to like the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
A lot of stretch.
This one. I didn't try a trampoline until I was 40.
Oh, that's the perfect time to start.
No.
Yeah.
I broke my neck after getting back going on a trampoline after I had lost 100 pounds. I thought I can finally do it. I tried to do a backflip. I could not.
You went straight for a backflip?
Oh, my
that
gosh.
That is bold.
If I go on the trampoline now, not only will I not attempt a backflip, I'm generally concerned that it's going to wreck a knee just going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It does
start to feel a little precarious, doesn't it?
It's crazy how you hit a certain age with something like that where something is so routine. Like when I was a kid and you go on a trampoline and you do not only a flip, but just like where you'd go, you jump up and then land on your back and then come back up.
Yeah.
Like that's a very easy thing to do. We got a trampoline, and I tried that one. That's another thing I'll never try again, because as an older person, it felt like I just did it on a sidewalk. Like, it jostled my brain, nearly knocked the wind out of me, I'm on a trampoline. I go, this is no good, man.
I guess getting into pro wrestling's out of the question.
Man.
This text from the 910. I have been to Iraq and Afghanistan each one time. 1 star. Would not recommend. Won't do again. I bet.
Okay.
I bet. There's a lot of veterans that would say that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
When I was in 7th grade, I was talked into going parasailing with my family. Ooh. I decided I would never do it again 1 second after my feet left the ground.
Oh,
I hated
no.
it the entire time.
That looks like fun. I want to try that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I think that's an activity you're built for or you're not. Like, yeah. I mean, like a lot of stuff like that, that adventure-y stuff.
Text. Hey, guys, I will never have someone or try myself again to wax my own head. They couldn't finish it at the hairdresser's. I had to pull the wax tape off myself. Now, we in studio
oh,
one time.
Oh, my God. You waxed your head.
How do you remember this? We
yeah.
did Wheel yeah. of Waxing, and a listener had to spin the wheel 3 times, and whatever it landed on, the waxologist or the cosmetologist, whatever would be the appropriate term, had the wax hot and was ready to roll, would apply it, and then pull it off. And the first time, it was like chest. So he got it on his chest, and he's like, that ain't so bad. Because it was a good prize. I don't know what it was, like tickets to a great concert or whatever.
Yeah.
So then the second one was a little worse. It was like cheek hair because he had a beard, and that would be painful. The third one was head on the top of your head. So she put the wax right in the front. The idea was to leave a landing strip right in the front. And she's like, I don't think this is going to work. And we're like, why? And she goes, the roots in the hair on the head are so much deeper. And the guy
and
goes, just pull your hardest. And she goes,
so
okay.
Thick.
So she bared back and then pulled like she was trying to start the oldest lawnmower in the world. And she had already pulled it 50 times. And this one wasn't to start it. It was just to show the world she was pissed. And she went, argh! And when she pulled, no hair came out. His head just snapped back like he was in a car accident.
Oh.
He almost got whiplash. Oh. And like he wasn't crying, but his eyes were tearing because of so much pain.
Yeah.
And she said, please don't make me try again. And we just gave him the prize. It was not coming
fair.
Out. It was not coming
no,
out.
No, it's real thick.
Yeah, I guess in the context of this show, I'll never suck nickels out of a fish again.
Right.
That's a one time. That's a one time deal.
Wasn't all you thought it would
Are
be.
You sure?
No, I'm positive.
There's no amount of Nickelback that would make it worth sucking a Nickelback out of a fish a second time.
You know, I've seen them 3 times now. I think I'm good without the fish and the nickels and pudding.
What about a meet and greet?
I think you're making the right choice.
Meet and greet with Chad, and you get to have dinner with him before a show.
Oh, well now.
Bring on the fish.
Yeah.
Bring on the fish.
What if you had to do it at dinner with him?
You know, actually, when I did meet him, I wore the T-shirt saying that I sucked nickels out of a fish before. And he was like, what the hell does your shirt say? And I was like, I finally get to tell him the story of how I did that and how much I love them. And so I told him that and he just kind of looked at me like, this is the dumbest bitch I've ever met.
Really?
he was just kind of like, wow. Okay.
Like he was grossed out by you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I would have thought they'd be like, oh, that's hilarious.
Right? No, they didn't think it.
Oh, that had to be a bummer.
I don't think they like puns.
Doesn't seem like it. That's what I learned today. Nickelback hates puns.
I bet seconds before that he was going to propose to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher in New York State, what is the one thing you've done once that you will never do again?
Well, I had a friend that was over on the other side of his electric fence, and I decided that I was going to go over and talk to him. I had a few drinks in me, so I decided to walk over, and I didn't see that where I was stepping was inside of a hole. So I stepped inside that hole, and I went to go put my leg over the fence, and found out real quick that I wasn't making over that fence in one piece. And
you got your balls on the electric fence?
Yes.
Oh, God.
No.
That's bad enough when it's your hand or whatever, much less your balls.
I've seen my life and Jesus flash before my eyes.
That's like Tommy trying to look inside his ball sack with a hot light bulb.
Yeah, that's no good, man. That's a rupture.
Yes, it is. What is the thing you did one time that you will never do again? This one. I drank month-old strawberry milk as a dare. I was sick for days.
I think it was warm.
It had to be.
This one, I tried spelunking, which I think most people know, but that's cave exploration. Mm-hmm. And I was crawling through small holes in caves and climbing. I had a panic attack and passed out twice. waking up from a panic attack and passing out in a cave that made you pass out in the first place does not make you more calm.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Just seeing those videos of the people that are doing that, and you look at the cave and you're like, there's no way they could fit through that. And then they have to like put one arm above their head and one behind their back, and then they slither on through.
Yeah, that claustrophobia hits me just seeing it.
I always think of that guy who was in like the Nutty Putty cave guy, where he was climbing through and he went over a little bit of rock that he thought had tunneled out on the other side, but it wasn't. It was just, it stopped.
It was a dead end.
It was a dead end, and his legs were over this little rock, and he couldn't.
So he's like a car high centered.
Yeah, he didn't have any room to like get back out, and in order for them to pull him out, because he was on his stomach, in order to pull him out, they would have had to bend his legs all weird and break both of his legs and break his body to get him out. So he's just left there and died.
They said, "Sorry, we don't want to break your legs," and made him into a human cork.
There was no way to get him out. I think maybe he died and then they got him out. I'm not sure. I'd have to look up the details on that. But yeah,
he
look up Nutty Putty Cave
again.
Guy.
Yeah, no, he That's won't one do time that only. Again. He's learned his
this
lesson.
This text, when I was 25, here's something I tried that I will never do again. I thought blank looked easy. The blank is bull riding. Not at like a bar on a mechanical. I lasted 6 seconds, which was 5 seconds longer than I wanted to. Never again.
You thought it looked easy?
Well, you know, at 25, you're like, I've got hands. I can do that.
I can understand it. I can understand if you say that looks fun or that looks like it would be wild to try once, but that looks easy. There's nothing about that that looks easy.
Heinz Dietcher, how are you?
Yeah.
What did you do that you will never do again? It's good. How are you?
I'm good. I will never use brake fluid to clean my jeans again.
You used, okay.
Brake fluid to clean your jeans?
Is that something people recommend, or did you just go, this is a liquid?
I thought, well, it takes grease out of things, so I'll put it on my jeans and get this grease out of my jeans, and I threw my jeans in the washer, and I apparently soap and brake fluid, because I went to throw one last thing into the washer. When I went back, I opened up the washer door, and all of a sudden, boom, big explosion, and I singed like half my beard, half on my eyebrow, and luckily I got long hair and I didn't singe any of that, luckily.
Oh my god, you're lucky. You're alive.
It was so bad.
Oh, holy cow.
I didn't know that brake fluid reacted with laundry detergent.
Well, I guess it just didn't dissipate it enough. I mean, because you do spray, because that's what you spray like into a, you can use that to spray into a carburetor, can't you? Like if you don't have carb fluid.
Yeah.
Maitland, this text
says, I might
be
wrong, I don't know.
They left that guy's body in the cave and blasted it shut per his family's request.
Mm. Oh, they sealed him in like a tomb.
Yes, yeah. Nice words for him. Not quite dead, I feel happy.
Think I'll go for a walk.